DIY. The Book of John, chapters 13 to 15. This study is one of 8 installments of the DIY Book of John study series. DIY studies are interactive Bible studies designed to help you build an engaging relationship with God. These studies will teach you to use various tools like podcasts and videos to engage with the Bible in a way that best fits your learning style. These studies were originally created for teens, but can be helpful for anyone. You can do this study online or download a workbook of the entire Book of John. Icon name equals, book. Read John chapter 13. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. John chapter 13 verse 1 NLT. Now keep reading online or in your paper Bible. Asterisk note. If you are using a paper Bible, try highlighting parts of the scriptures that tell you something about who God is, underlining parts of the scriptures that you relate to. Icon name equals, key. Key questions. Jesus knows that he will not live much longer. How does he spend his time on earth? What does Jesus instruct his disciples to do when he's gone? Icon name equals, TV, DIY watch this. What is greatness? Deep spirituality. This video discusses what Jesus is trying to show his disciples in chapter 13. Jesus washes their feet because he wants to remind them that what God values is great is not what the world values is great. How do you try to be great? How does this change your view of greatness? Icon name equals, book. Read John chapter 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. John chapter 14 verse 1 NLT. Now keep reading online or in your paper Bible. Icon name equals, certificate. Think about it, this is a great reminder that what you are reading about in the Bible is about Jesus, and when you learn about Jesus, you are learning about God. When you obey the Bible, you are actually showing God that you love him and that you trust him. There are so many promises that God has for you. Remember the God is powerful video from chapter 9. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. John chapter 14 verse 27 NLT. Icon name equals, edit. Write about it. Knowing that a relationship brings gifts from God, in this case peace, how does that make you feel? How would your life look different if you had daily peace? Take some time to write your thoughts or notes from the reading or Bible study. You can use a journal, or write in the downloadable version of this study series. Icon name equals, certificate. Think about it. A relationship with God is about remaining, or abiding, in him. Definition of abide. Of a feeling or a memory. Continue without fading or being lost. Live, dwell. Icon name equals, book. Read John chapter 15. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. John chapter 15 verses 1 to 4 NLT. Now keep reading online or in your paper Bible. Icon name equals, TV, DIY watch this. Push-ups and suicides, Coach Carter. In the movie Coach Carter, Coach puts the team on a strict athletic and academic regimen. One player quits only to decide later he wants to rejoin the team. In this scene, on his own he does not have the ability to continue, but his teammates show him that together they might be able to do more. Think about verses 1-5 about remaining in God and how this might apply. Icon name equals, paintbrush. Draw it out. Sketch, color, doodle this image, or create your own based on what you read. Icon name equals, comment, DIY how to start praying. TRUE prayer is an acronym that can help you start learning to pray. T equals thanksgiving, right here the things you are grateful for so that you can pray about them. R equals requests, needs. Write about things you need help with. U equals uncovering sin. Write about the sins you see from the day before. E equals emotions. Write the top 3 emotions you felt yesterday and why. Icon name equals, list OL. View all studies in the series introduction chapters 1-3, chapters 4-6, chapters 7-9, chapters 10-12, chapters 13-15, chapters 16-18, chapters 19-21.